Thanks for joining me tonight. I, me, and mine is dualistic. If there's no mine, there's no I. If there's no I, there's no mine. Buddhist prescription for non-attachment, for understanding the nature of things as they are, is very difficult to grasp from I. The reason we struggle with all the suffering that we go through is because of the I and the me and the mine. When we recognize our deluded views, our fantasies, our projections, and we see them for what they are, they're like phantoms. The more we have built up an identity around our idea of ourself, the more difficult it is to undo that knot. A non-dual experience, in other words, suchness, which is represents the universe in its unity. Unity doesn't come from bringing together your I, me, and my I, me, and mine, and coming to some sort of agreement. You keep that part, I'll keep this part. You stay over there, I'll stay over here. This is the phantom thing that we've created. So coming and sitting here, what's the purpose of this? Is it to have a happy life? Yeah, you could say that, sure. But what does that mean? Does it mean I'm getting everything I want? Does it mean I'm right, they're wrong? There's no way out of it. As long as you have this phantom generating this mirage out there in the desert, you see this wonderful lake full of everything that you're thirsting for. It's a mirage. Yet, emptiness is not the opposite of form. Form isn't the opposite of emptiness. Emptiness is just empty of this, of I, me, and mine, this projection, this idea. Everything is just like this. There's nothing to add to it. There's nothing to take away. Birth and death are a duality. Birthlessness is non-duality. When we really live a fearless life, we're not coming from the point of view of I, me, and mine. That's not being fearless. No matter how much armor you build up, no matter how many weapons you have, no matter how big your truck is, none of it matters. You can't protect yourself that way. The only way to protect yourself is to be the Buddha that you are. That's what we do here. It's the only thing we do here. We wake up to the Buddha nature that we already are. We don't try to change something. We're not out to fix it, make it better. We're out to appreciate it's already better because we're not attached to I, me, and mine. Eons of time, from the very beginning of life, on and on and on, change after change, after development, after evolutionary experience, after another. All of that is part of what we are. We are stardust, all of that. Yeah. But when you're identified with I, me, and mine, you're not getting it. Where's the stardust in that? You see, the broader perspective, the larger perspective of life comes from letting go of this narrow view. And we have to keep doing it over and over again. That's why we keep coming back to sit. I don't know about you, but I'm really good at cooking up all kinds of fantasies one after another. The beauty of our experience is that Buddha manifests as all kinds of things that appear as though they are real. The Vimalakirti Sutra, where they talk about duality and non-duality, and all these bodhisattvas are giving their view. What is non-duality? What is duality? And all the bodhisattvas, one after another, give their view. Vimalakirti explains that Buddha can appear as any sort of being, may appear as a drunkard, may appear as a leader, may appear as a woman of the night, a being through desire nature, in order to allow the Bodhi to become the fruit. Even in the midst of with everything burning, there's this lotus that can't burn. It doesn't burn because it's not that. It's pure. It doesn't have an existence in the phantom that we've created. It's transcendent. So this is what I think about when I sit. We have to start with ourselves, and we have to be clear and really see what it is we're doing. So I think that's pretty much it. May all the Buddhas of all the Buddha lands come and join us.